USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As a new strain of COVID-19 has been discovered in the United Kingdom, Assistant HHS Secretary Admiral Brett Giroir on Fox says the current vaccines will be effective and not to worry.
We have every reason to believe, lots of scientific reasons to believe that it will work because the vaccine goes against many parts of that spike protein, not just the one. But it will be within a matter of days that the scientific experiments will definitively prove that. Probably not going to be within the next 24 hours, but within the next matter of days. But again, we absolutely expect there to be great vaccine coverage against this strain and the many of the other hundreds of mutations that are out there.
President Trump on Wednesday said the rockets that hit the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, wounding Iraqi civilians this week, came from Iran. A photo posted by the president showed three unexploded rockets with Iranian markings and warned the regime of further attacks. USA Radio News.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any disaster devastated your town. Your power is out. No lights, no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. You can get a free Dynamo World Band Emergency Radio. This powerful radio keeps you informed during any emergency. It doesn't even need batteries and comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long range AM receiver, a high sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio with Newsmax magazine. Go to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
President Trump, as promised, vetoed the NDAA.
President Trump issued a veto Wednesday of the National Defense Authorization Act, following up on threats to reject the bill if it did not repeal legal protections for social media companies. The $740 billion defense spending bill now goes back to Congress, where an override is likely. But the president is getting some support for his action from across the aisle. Hawaii Democrat Representative Tulsi Gabbard tells Fox News that Congress has failed to hold big tech companies accountable for their actions.
The reason why he's taken a stand on this, and I support his position on this, is because Congress has failed to act in making sure that the American people have a fair and free opportunity to the public square, and to make sure that these tech companies that are censoring people, that are choosing whose voices are heard and whose aren't, taking sides in political elections, that they are not immune from lawsuits. And so I think it's a critical thing to hold Congress's feet to the fire.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
President Trump continues his presidential pardons this week. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
President Trump has issued another 26 full pardons after issuing a dozen on Tuesday. Wednesday's pardons included longtime advisor Roger Stone and former campaign manager Paul Manafort. Stone previously had his sentence for lying to investigators and witness tampering commuted. He tells Fox News that he was charged by the Mueller investigation strictly because he would not lie about President Trump.
In July of 2019, the Mueller prosecutor, specifically Jeanne Reed, approached my attorneys just before the release of the Mueller report, seeking my cooperation, essentially in return for some unspecified leniency in sentencing. In other words, they wanted me to lie. They wanted me to bear false witness against the president, and I refused to do so.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Less Americans are taking to travel this holiday weekend. USA Radio News, Tim Berg.
AAA is projecting a big drop in holiday travel.
So we're looking at about 30% fewer people traveling. So that means maybe roughly 85 million people will travel. But compared to last year, that's a pretty steep drop off.
Andrew Gross with AAA, that audio courtesy of the Broadcast Retirement Network. Gross also saying that 96% of those who decide to travel will be going by car. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.